Hi, and welcome to episode 58 of the RP Minute. I'm your host, Rebecca McCabe. This week, NetSuite wasted no time making significant product announcements at its annual Suite World conference. First, Oracle NetSuite unveiled NetSuite AP Automation, which embeds banking services into a cloud ERP system to help organizations improve profitability by making it easier and faster to process bills and pay vendors, all from within NetSuite. NetSuite went on to announce NetSuite CPQ to enable sales teams to quickly configure, price, and quote complex products with complete accuracy and reliability directly in NetSuite. Next, NetSuite demonstrated its commitment to improving warehouse operations with the release of NetSuite Ship Central, a mobile application that helps organizations optimize operations, eliminate manual processes, and accelerate customer deliveries, while equipping warehouse workers with packing and shipping capabilities on a mobile or kiosk device. Finally, NetSuite announced updates to NetSuite Analytics Warehouse, simplifying data management, accelerating time to insights, and providing access to more pre-built third-party data integrations and industry-specific content. It is no surprise that NetSuite took advantage of Suite World to announce more of its ever-expanding product enhancements. NetSuite continues to provide value to customers around the world with functionality across industry and department, without any sign of slowing down. In industry analyst news, Gartner released its Magic Quadrant for Cloud ERP for product-centric enterprises. Within the leader quadrant, Oracle Fusion Cloud ERP, Workday, SAP S/4HANA, and Oracle NetSuite have secured their positions. Microsoft Dynamics 365 and Infor settled into the Visionaries quadrant, and finally, the Niche Players quadrant is concentrated with SAP Business by Design, Sage Intacct, Microsoft Dynamics 365 Business Central, and Financial Force. We are seeing this exact same population of vendors in most of our selections, all of whom are making great product enhancements and continue to evolve their solutions for the cloud. Finally, UKG announced the company has been named the overall winner in its category for the AnitaB.org 2022 Top Companies for Women Technologists, landing the highest overall score of any company with 1,000 to 10,000 technical employees. In a separate honor, UKG also earned a social impact award from Reagan for its UKG Close the Gap initiative, aimed at reaching pay equity in the workplace, with UKG pledging to continue to invest in education, training, and the technology and tools needed to ensure equity of pay, both internally for UKG and its customers. It is great to see software vendors making a difference and committing to continually betting their policies to support all employees. We hope to continue to see efforts like this from all of the vendors we cover. Thanks for tuning into the RP Minute. We're always looking for newsworthy material to share with our listeners, so send us breaking ERP news. Be sure to subscribe to our Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube channels so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next week.